Well, hello there, folks, and welcome to this week's Woman to Woman with me, Jackie Haughey. Well, my guest this week is Janine Stelatos, and Janine heads up an organisation called World Child Kenya. And this week, we'll be chatting together about the ups and downs of juggling church and ministry and the busyness of life and so much more. You're going to love this. It's this week's Woman to Woman with Janine Stelatos. Janine Stelatos, Director of Metro World Child Kenya. Thank you so much for speaking to us on Woman to Woman today. Today we want to talk about loving the unlovable. Janine, how do we love the unlovable? But your ministry, I mean, it's an incredible ministry that reaches over 500,000 children a week and feeds 7,000 alone in Kenya. Metro World Child Kenya is something that God put on your heart to up and leave Scotland and head away and drop everything. And well, you left Manchester because you were working there, but you're from Scotland, I know, but to leave and to head over to Kenya, East Africa, and to stay there and to work that program, transforming children's lives. Is that what you're talking about when you're saying, I mean, how do you describe the unlovable? When Jesus reached the unlovable, who was he talking to? Who was he talking about?
He was talking about the outcasts. He was talking about those people that are rejected by others. It was also, I think it's about those people that we struggle to really get along with, or we're in a situation that is so hard for us. Before I could go to love the thousands in Kenya, God had to put me through a situation where I had to learn to love the one. And it was a very painful time. I used to stand in church and they used to talk about, here am I, send me. And my arms were stretched up into the air as wide as I could. And I said, Lord, here am I, send me. Why don't you open the door? Why? It was so painful within me because I knew that God had put Africa in my heart. And time was passing by and I said, God, I'm going to be too old to work with children. I'm going to be too old to go abroad because I knew that that's where my calling was. And God sent a woman and she prophesied over me and she said, you're not to say it's going to be too late for you. And I thought, oh my goodness, I didn't even pray that. I just thought it.
Wow.
And God knew my thoughts. But God had to put me through this situation. I was living in my house. It was just finished, just as I wanted it. Perfect carpet, everything. I loved it. And then all of a sudden, a family member died. And that meant that I had to move in a person with Alzheimer's disease. And because they were disoriented in my house, I had to move back into their house. I had to leave my house and move in with this person, and I had to look after her, and she had Alzheimer's, and it was so difficult. I thought I was a nice person. I thought I was loving to all mankind until God put me in this situation. And the minute I crossed that threshold, I started to resent everything. I resented the colour of the carpet. I resented the bathroom. I resented the sofa. I resented everything. Wow. And it all began to rise up within me. And one day I was trying to cook something and this person came and put something on the stove that wouldn't belong there and would have started a fire. And I said, God, she gets in the way of what I want to do and I could do it quicker without her. Mm-hmm. That was my thought. And it was as though God looked down from heaven and he said, yes, you do, my child, don't you? And I said, what you mean? I get in the way of what you want to do and you could do it quicker without me. That was, to me, an eye-opener. I began to resent her. She would be found in the street in the middle of the night with a nightdress on and have to be brought back by the police. She would wipe her feces around the walls and it'd be under her nails and everything. And this situation was so difficult for me. And at the same time, my own father was diagnosed with lung cancer and given 2 months to live. So everything was coming crashing down around me. And then I said, God, she just she's never thankful. I do so much for her, but she never says thank you, because she couldn't. She couldn't remember because she had the Alzheimer's. And God looked down from heaven and said, yes, you are my child, aren't you? And I thought, oh my God, I am unthankful. And I thought, yeah, I am, because I have a roof over my head. I have food in my stomach. I have a comfortable bed to sleep in. Even though I'm resenting being there, I still had all that. And then I said, God, she says she's sorry. And then she just goes and does the same thing again, because she had the Alzheimer's. She didn't know. And God looked down from heaven and he said to me, yes, you do, my child, don't you? And it broke me. And it was as though God said to me, how can you go and love the thousands if you can't love the one? So I had to just allow the Spirit of God to change me from the inside and get all that ugliness out of my heart. And I remember saying to her one day, I was telling her about my best friend in New York that had died of cancer. And she said, oh, that's sad. And I said, yeah, it is sad. But I know where she's gone. And I know that she's in heaven, because she asked Jesus into her heart. And she looked at me and she said, oh, I have. And I said, have you? And I thought, is this the Alzheimer's talking? And she said, I have. And then she said, I only wish I'd given him more time. With a single tear rolling down her face. And at that moment, I thought, God, she's saved. Now, take her home. And God didn't take her home, because that murder was still in my heart. We can gloss it over, but that's what it was. When you want somebody else to die, that is murder in your heart. So I had to confess that.
Wow.
And then some time later, she was admitted into a home, and I went, and the day that she was dying, I actually sang over her, Amazing Grace, how sweet it sounded. And I loved her and I hugged her, and God had to get me to that point where I could love the unlovable, not in the way that she smelled, or, you know, she was in rags on the street as a tramp and a homeless person, but in the way that I couldn't relate to her. And there's been many times now in Kenya where I have gone up to the homeless in the street, those that have nothing, those that smell, those that clothes are hanging off them, and I've hugged them. And God has put that in my heart. If we don't show the love of Christ to these people, they are human beings. They need to be loved too. And they're only going to feel that love when we are the hands and feet of Jesus to them, and we show them that, that love.
You might sing just a couple of lines of Amazing Grace, would you, for us? Because I know you have a powerful voice.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see.
Well, that's all we have time for today on Woman to Woman. And if you've missed any of today's show, you can listen back again on our website by going to www.ucbireland.ie/podcasts. And clicking on the link for our teaching programs. If you have any questions or comments about today's show, email me, jackie@ucbradio.ie. That email again is jackie@ucbradio.ie. Thanks for listening. Until next time, take care and God bless.